This is the Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio.
WGN Chicago.
720 WGN.
912. What a PGA Tour doesn't get it. You ought to be in Chicago every year. Multiple stops, but the LPGA Tour is back. And we love it. It's the UL International Crown, a very unique team competition featuring the United States, Australia, Thailand, China, England, Chinese Taipei, Japan, and the Republic of Korea. Craig Kan, who we all watch for years on the Golf Channel, is the Chief Communications Officer now for the LPGA. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning. Good to be with you. You actually could do my job. You just rattled off those countries like you had the press release in your hand.
No, I just memorized it. You know me.
That's solid. Eddie, you are absolutely on top of it. By
totally
the way,
pro.
Mr. Ennett, I grew up listening to this guy.
Me too.
I'm a Chicago kid. I went to Lyons Township High School. It's so great to be back in this city, and I'm excited for Media Day today and looking forward to the event in July, and I hope you guys will all come out and be with us.
Well, and I'm telling you, I'm glad the LPGA had the wherewithal, the ability to come here, because, Craig, you know, I know you guys have had this conversation for years, but I told the commissioner, the PGA Tour, what are you doing? How can you not have a regular event in Chicago? It's insane. So I hope you guys find a reason to keep coming back.
We will be back, in fact, next year. The KPMG Women's PGA Championship goes to Olympia Fields next year and Kemper Lakes the following year. So if you want to get down to it, and given the great finish yesterday with Lydia Ko and Brooke Henderson out in Seattle,
yeah,
which is where
death.
I was last week, just amazing stuff. And so we're looking forward to coming to Chicago. I mean, I grew up at Butler National and Cog Hill watching the Western Open, and that was me at 6, 7, 8, 10, 12, 15 years old, and to not have a regular stop is tough, but we're going to capitalize on that. We're bringing great golf to this city.
The UL International Crown, we'll tell you, get tickets and all about it, but explain how the competition will work.
Well, first off, it's been a two-year process, and you've got eight countries that qualified based on the combined world rankings of their players. So the players from Korea, let's just say, you know, might be number one in the world or two in the world, eight in the world, 12 in the world. You add up those numbers. Let's say you get a number of 24, which just happened to be the best because they were the top qualifying country. The United States finished second. So you get eight countries that qualified. They did that after our first major of the year back on April 1st. And then for the next 3 months, those players, which already qualified their countries, they battle to finish in the top four for their respective countries, if that makes sense, based on their world ranking. And that just finished up last night in Seattle. So right now we've got 32 players qualified for eight countries. They'll play 4 days of team match play at the Merritt Club in July. There are no captains in this thing, so they got to figure out amongst themselves who's going to go out against which other country. And the eight teams are divided into two pools. They'll play pool play for 3 days, and then singles on Sunday to hand out the crown, and somebody's going to be crowned best golfing nation in the world.
And it's team best ball?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So a lot of fun in that format, and you'll have the top two from each pool that will qualify after Saturday night, but then we need five to play singles on Sunday. So there will be a wild card country. There'll be a playoff for sure on Saturday night. And then the great thing is if it all came down to tied, and it's cumulative points over the 4 days. So if it came down to a tie, every country puts one name in an envelope, and you don't know who that player is. And if it came down to sudden death, country versus country, we'll find out on that tee who that player is. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So going to be a great week.
Craig, who's playing for the United States, and which country right now would you say is the favorite? Where's the edge?
Well, you know what's really interesting is Arya Jatanugarn, who won three times in the month of May and finished third last night, brings Thailand into this thing, and she's guaranteed a win for Thailand. I love that. You know, she's 20 years old and decides to sit next to me in the press room in Seattle the other day and say they're going to win.
And I guarantee you, she's never heard of Joe Namath.
Yeah, exactly. Or Mike Ditka.
Right.
But right now, you would probably think Korea would be the favorite. But, you know, Inbee Park's dicey. I mean, she's the top player for Korea, but she's got that thumb injury, and she's struggling a bit. If she were unable to play, they'd go down to the fifth player, which is Hana Jang. Amy Yang is number four. So at any rate, for the United States, you asked me about the U.S., you've got Stacey Lewis, you've got Lexi Thompson, Jarena Pillar, and Christy Kerr. So that's a really good American team. Brittany Lincecum was trying to squeeze in there over the weekend, but she did not have a great Sunday, and we'll find out. I mean, look, I'm the communications guy, right? I'm probably not going to go on record and pick a country, but if you're going to go strictly on rankings, you'd say it's Korea or the United States. But it didn't work out that way the last go around when Spain won the thing when we were at Caves Valley.
And as much of a golf nut as I am, whenever I'm having a tempo problem, which is every other day, I'll watch an LPGA
watch LPGA
player.
LPGA.
Yeah, because yeah, the fluidity of an LPGA player's top player's swing is so perfect. It's a metronome thing that Hogan and everybody used to talk about. Some of these women just crush it. How far does Lexi Thompson bang it off the tee?
287.
Yeah.
On average. Leads the tour in driving distance, but she's also like top three in greens and regulation. So it tells
so
you.
So she gets a hot putter any week. She's never losing.
You just nailed it. You took the words right out of my mouth, and she knows that too. I mean, that's kind of been the story. My whole thing is this. I know the Merritt Club's a bit of a drive on the north side, right? But it's got great history. It's a fabulous club, and I know this for sure, having grown up in this area. Chicago golf, I mean, it's phenomenal, right? And the golf fans in this city are fantastic.
Yep.
So we've got a 3-year run here that's going to kick off with this event. I'm looking forward to media day today out at Top Golf Wooddale. So I don't know if you guys are headed out there. Steve, I'd love to have you.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to have any of the three of you out there. We're all three.
Even Dave?
I would love to have Dave. Dave's voice just makes me go, gosh, I love this city. So Dave.
How
very
nice.
Kind.
So Matt,
you're very kind.
Dave, you get the last question for Craig.
Well, Craig, I just wanted to ask, what is the hope for this event? This is the second time, so it's you don't have the tradition of some of the more established events, but as you look down the road, where do you see this 4, 6, 8 years down the road?
Well, first off, I'm gonna be completely transparent and honest about this thing and tell you where the potential shortcoming of it is in a second. The beauty of it is that it's eight countries, right? It's not the rest of the world against the United States like the President's Cup, and I'm not criticizing that event. I believe this showcases the LPGA's true, what we are. We're a global tour. We have players that represent more than 30 countries on our tour each and every week. We play in 15 countries on our schedule each year. We are televised in more than 175 countries each and every week. So we're the Olympics each week. We just don't have a podium for gold, silver, bronze. That in itself is fantastic. So you got eight countries that have to qualify. I think this event, granted, this is only year two, and Chicago's got a big opportunity here to really take this thing to the next level with all the different cultural bases. I think this thing is going to be really big. I think it could be close to the Solheim Cup in a short time. Give it 10 years. We're going to Korea in 2018, and I think that'll be unreal.
Right.
But the thing of it is that Brooke Henderson couldn't get Canada to qualify on her own. They need more Brooke Hendersons to make it. Suzanne Pedersen can't get Norway into the field because they don't have enough Norwegian stars. Lydia Ko can't get New Zealand in there quite yet. So if you're saying, well, whoa, whoa, you know, the top players aren't all there, that's true. We got to figure that piece out, or they've got to grow their country. That would be where this thing can really take off. But I can tell you there's a lot of interest. There's a lot of media attention. And in 2 years or 4 years short time, we've come a long way. And I don't want to put pressure on Chicago, but I feel like you all are going to come up big for us and really take this thing to the next level.
And the prices are great, too. You can get week passes for a tremendous price you can't touch for major sports normally. Daily tickets are just $20. And you can go to the website, ulcrown.com. Order your tickets right there. That's the easiest way to go. And the Merritt Club's beautiful. It's an easy drive, and it's worth it. Craig touched on this, but this is a melting pot like New York is, and all of these countries will have representatives who are going to see their teams.
Absolutely. Or you can just call me if you're one of the three of you guys, and I'll make sure you're standing on the first tee.
There you go. There you go.
I do the announcements in the morning.
Craig has me volunteering, actually, at 286 to see if Lexi Thompson can hit me.
I've got you, and I've got Dave on hole number 13. He'll be the guy there telling people to shush on the green.
Oh, I'd love to do that.
Nice. Holding up the little quiet guy.
Dave, you're the
shush guy.
Yeah, your shush sign will be in Chinese just so we can make this thing global.
Top Golf Wooddale, that's a great location. Nothing but fun there. Good food, too. And what time do you start today?
I'm going to be there at 11:30 for a meeting with UL, our proud sponsor, and then we kick it off in the afternoon around 1 o'clock. Right now, Aria Jutanyagarn should have just gotten off her red-eye flight from Seattle. She's joining us with her sister, Moria Jutanyagarn. And we've also got Mel Reid from England, who's going to be there, and Shenzhen Feng from China. So we're bringing them all. I mean, there's been a lot of support for this thing from our players, and that's the beauty of the LPGA. I mean, you kind of said it at the beginning. Our players say, yeah, Craig, I'll help out, but they do another thing. They'll say, hey, Craig, hey, Mike Wan, Commissioner, how can I help out? And so when it comes big events like this, we don't struggle to get players to participate, and that's a real gift that we have on our tour.
By the way, Craig didn't want to mention this, but if you can spell any of the Thailand players' names correctly, free week pass for the entire week.
Well, listen, I've got to mention all 32 today, and I'm hosting the gala on the night of the 19th.
Dude, you got it nailed. You got it nailed.
I've got to do the first tee. I mean, I remember honoring Sadia Bonpat from the last go-around for Thailand. I mean, these are things that you rehearse and you practice, because not all of these players, by the way, take Japan, for instance, are full-time LPGA players. They might be playing on the JLPGA or play in Asia. So, you know, not the case, obviously, for the U.S. or even Korea, but some of the country names are not that easy. So I'm not taking them to a fifth-grade school class.
Well, a Yaka Watanabe to you, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Craig. I appreciate it. And for more information, again, get your tickets and any information, really. The website's up and ready to rock. What is it again?
Isn't it ulcrown.com? Isn't that what we're talking about? ulinternationalcrown.com? Come on. I mean, or go to lpga.com, click on the little tab at the top that says International Crown, do the drop down, and you get the whole thing. How's that? That we get two clicks. We get both sites.
That's exactly right. ulcrown.com, lpga.com. Thank you, buddy. Hold on. That's Craig Kinn. Good guy.